Instagram ruined women for a time.
My mom is an influencer. I am sick of being a part of it.
I think we should be celebrating the fact that these women are creating incredible content with hundreds of thousands of followers, and they're being paid for doing a job well done.
On nights when I can't sleep, my hand reaches for my phone and I scroll and scroll through pictures. A tribe of mamas on a beautiful beach. Bedrooms with pristine white sheets. Farmers market halls of arugula and crisp apples. Everything is in a peachy-hued filter of perfection. This is not my life. It probably isn't your life either. This is the life of mom influencers on Instagram. Women with perfect-looking lives. And every single one of them, they're trying to sell it to you.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry. What influencers are essentially doing is trying to pick out the pieces of themselves that they think will be most appealing and package it.
This is Under the Influence, and I'm your host, Joe Piazza. I'm a mom of two kids, and when I had those kids, I realized just how lonely motherhood can be. That's when I turned to the internet for community, and that's how I found mom influencers. But I'm also a journalist, a former celebrity journalist, and I learned a long time ago that when you're reporting on anyone or anything influential, you've got to follow the money. I'm going to take you deep into the mom internet, down the rabbit hole of the mom-influencing industrial complex, a place that preys on some new mothers while also minting millionaires.
It's literally the most empowering thing ever. My business that I've built with my own two hands from the ground up.
This industry does something that no other industry has done. It lets women capitalize on the long unpaid labor of motherhood.
The expectations on women are just out of control. No wonder women break and say, you know what? I'm going to take my kids to the park, take a couple pictures of it, and earn some money doing that.
This story surprised me every single day. We're going to both the Harvard of Influencing and the Mormon Church.
I was like, where have I heard all this stuff before? Oh, yeah, I've heard it in church about porn.
It's got everything. Successful women, money, shame, guilt. And of course, there are adorable babies.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
See, the industry really favors the 4 to 6. I'm serious.
My period's 2 days late. Let's see what happens.
That's only the beginning.
Sometimes I wonder if mom influencers would have as many children if not for the amazing sponsorships that come with being pregnant or having a baby.
Step back, think about what you're being told, think about what you're seeing, and decide, is this adding to the sum total of my happiness?
Instagram. It's an influencer's world, and we're just scrolling through it. Join me to dive deep down the rabbit hole to find out how the commodification of motherhood is driving a lot of us to the edge of our sanity and making women millions in the process. What else are you doing? Scrolling the gram?
I'm launching a brand new social media platform for mums who aren't good looking. Mums with shitty lives that nobody wants. Welcome to Mumstagram. It's not for influencers, it's for under the influencers.
You can listen to Under the Influence with Joe Piazza on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.